Our story is about Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. Whenever you encounter Rabbi Yoshua in the Mishnah, that's Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. Rabbi Yoshua plainly is Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. And we know certain things about him. He was a blacksmith. He worked very hard for Parnassa. He took in guests when Rabbi Elazar ben Hyrcanus came as a young man looking for a place to stay while he was learning Torah. He stayed by Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. He was very kind and patient, Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya, and he was very learned. He knew his Tanakh very, very well. When the early, if you call them Christians or whatever they were called at that time, the people who liked to challenge the rabbis, so Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya could always take him on. He was brilliant. And he looked very ugly. He was ugly looking, the Talmud says. Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. Whenever you encounter Rabbi Yoshua in the Mishnah, it's Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya. And Chazal viewed that as an asset. When a person has good looks, it causes him to be haughty. When a person has bad looks, so then he is less likely to be haughty, and then he has more capacity to learn Torah. Haughtiness takes away from a person's Torah.
Is he the one that spoke to the Caesar's daughter?
It's exactly the story we're going to discuss tonight. So Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya was very well liked by the Caesar and the nobles because they saw how brilliant he was. And the Caesar had a daughter who was very proud and good looking, and she obviously didn't care very much about hurting other people's feelings. She once saw Rabbi Yoshua talking to the other Roman nobles, and even though she saw that he was valued, she didn't care. She walked over, saw this ugly looking Jew, and said, "Oh, how disgraceful. What wisdom, what beautiful wisdom in such an ugly vessel," meaning such an ugly person. And Rabbi Yeshua answered her in good humor. He said to the Caesar's daughter, "Tell me please, where does your father keep his best wine? Doesn't he keep it in simple earthenware vessels?" Now, he was explaining something to her, that if you want something good, sometimes you keep it in a vessel that's not so good, that's not so beautiful. And so too, wisdom can be found more often in someone who is not so good looking. And the Caesar's daughter obviously was not so sharp. Her looks were not complimented with too much brilliance. So she says, "Of course my father keeps his wine in earthenware vessels. What else?" So Rabbi Yoshua ben Chananya said, "Gee, all the common folks store their wine in earthenware vessels. You, the Caesar, and the Caesar's family? Don't you think you should keep your wine in gold or silver vessels?" So Rabbi Yoshua was hoping that maybe she'd understand if even they keep their wine in earthenware vessels, must be that there's something to this, that earthenware, that simplicity, does retain good things better. And he meant to say, you know, if you used fancy vessels, it would ruin the wine. By the same token, my wisdom would be ruined if I were better looking. It's a gift that God gave me that I'm bad looking. But she didn't understand. So she, of course, thought she understood everything. So she didn't answer Rabbi Yoshua. She turned around with a humph and said, "Well, we'll take care of that." So she went to her father and complained, "Why do we keep our vessels like everyone else does? Why are our vessels in earthenware vessels. So he looked at her and said, "What do you want?" And she says, "I want to store our wine in gold and silver vessels. We should show that we're better than everyone else." Now, the Caesar spoiled his daughter like all good kings do. So whatever she wants, that's fine. They called the servants, they took their precious wines and poured them into the most beautiful gold and silver vessels. Now, originally, the first day, everyone comes to the Caesar, they serve them the royal meal, and no one notices the difference. But after a few days pass, just like Shmuel said, the wine starts getting sour and more sour until finally they're drinking vinegar. So the servants run to the emperor and they say, you know, we don't know what to do. Everything's vinegar. The Caesar just lost his cellar filled with delicious wine. So he feels bad. Why did I listen to her? So he calls her and he says, you know, you asked me to do it. Everything turned to vinegar. Where'd you get this idea? Who gave you this bad idea? So she says, what do you mean? It was Rabbi Shua ben Hananiah. You guys think he's so smart. He told me that people like us, we shouldn't be like everyone else. We should have better vessels. So now the Caesar is a little bit perplexed. He knows Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah. He's a smart man. Could it be that Rabbi Yeshua would give her bad advice? It's pretty obvious that he'd get caught. He didn't think he'd get away with such bad advice. So the Caesar calls in Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah and he says, why'd you give her advice to switch the wine from earthenware to gold and silver vessels? Rabbi Yeshua says, what do you mean? I just answered her in kind with what she said to me. She said, woe to beautiful wisdom that's in a disgraceful vessel like me. And I said to her, you know, even the Caesar's best wine is kept in disgraceful vessels like earthenware. Did I think that she'd take me literally and switch everything to gold and silver vessels? So the Caesar understood that his daughter was a little bit dull-witted, and that he probably was a little bit dull-witted too if he listened to his daughter's advice. And when he heard that this was the way their sage was treated, he didn't get upset, Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah. He didn't want to admit that his daughter was wrong. So he turned and he said to Rabbi Yeshua, and he said, but there are good-looking people who are smart too. So you see, you could have good looks and be smart. So Rabbi Yeshua said to him, you know, if they wouldn't have been with such good looks, they'd have been even smarter. Because they would have invested their time and their strength to know more. And when a person has looks, so he takes time, he combs his hair, he gets a good haircut, he does things to get nice clothing. If he would focus on being smarter, then he would be. And when a person has beauty, it also affects him. It causes him to be proud, and that precludes him from attaining true wisdom. True wisdom is connected to truth. You want to connect to truth, you have to separate yourself from falsehood. Falsehood is pride, as we discussed, and that's really what happens when a person has looks.
Is vanity and pride the same thing, though?
I don't know what vanity means.
Hevel?
I don't know. So the Caesar understood the message. In truth, Rabbi Yeshua was indicating to him, your daughter, if she wasn't so focused on her looks, might be a little bit more intelligent. But he didn't say it overtly. The Caesar got the message and signaled that the conversation was over and sent Rabbi Yeshua in peace. And this is the story of Rabbi Yeshua ben Hananiah, who was not wealthy at all, but a very great sage, very, very smart. Lived in a house that was covered with ash because he was a blacksmith. A huge Talmid Chacham, the teacher of Rabbi Akiva, one of the teachers of Rabbi Akiva. The story of how he made it out in peace with the Caesar, and the Caesar's daughter foolishly ruined the Caesar's good wine.